She's alive. Alive!
What's up, you guys?
Welcome to the Ghoul Gang.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Ellie.
And we're here to talk about some spooky shit.
Spooky shit.
How's your week going, friend?
It's going well. It's the, it's the weeks leading up to winter break.
Oh, so kids are insane.
So kids are absolute lunatics.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's good. Tired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cats are upstairs just killing it, stampeding. it's going pretty good. I'm just ready. I feel like today every teacher had a look on their face like, is it a fucking full moon? Or
although Mercury in retrograde ended today.
Well, maybe.
Thank God.
Well, maybe that's what it, maybe everyone needed to go out with a big shebang.
Yeah, I guess so. But it sure as hell kicked my ass.
Yeah, how is your week going?
Not good. But,
you know.
It's fine.
We're here.
I had a hashtag take off on a well-known podcast that I'm sure every single one of you listened to called My Favorite Murder.
Just a little podcast.
My hashtag, my favorite meds, was chosen by Miss Georgia Hardstark. It's fine. She didn't credit me in the episode. I get it. It's fine.
You get it.
She credited me on the Instagram, which I guess is what matters.
Yes. Yeah. But also, like, would have been dope.
It would have been dope. But it was super cool. It's like a picture of showing the meds you take every day to sort of, like, hashtag end the stigma.
Yeah.
Because that was for the longest time I refused to be medicated.
Yeah. And I think I definitely went through that as well. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm stronger because I'm unmedicated.
Right.
And it couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh my God. As soon as that's why I'm afraid to have another baby, because I'd have to stop taking everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could do that.
Well, I think also like, it's a backwards way of thinking. Like, you wouldn't be like, and this is something someone always says,
like
you wouldn't
diabetes.
Be like, I don't need insulin and I'm a diabetic, so
right.
I'm stronger than the diabetics that need insulin. It's not
right.
That. Like, I'm a much better, happier me
mm-hmm.
on the right medication
yep.
for myself.
And there's no shame in the medication game.
No.
Just don't abuse it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're using these things the right way, they're helping. They're, you know, forming your mind grapes as you need them.
They're hydrating those mind raisins into mind grapes.
Yes, exactly right.
So
I've done a leading question for the last, I don't know how many, I'm carrying this podcast.
Says the person who's only on every other week.
Hey, this is 2 weeks in a row for me, bitches.
It's because we literally did not post that episode for a week.
I know. But listen, I'm here.
Yes.
We're doing it. And also, I think I'll be back a little bit more often now that, like, the year has kind of
yeah,
settled in.
Yeah, and you'll be on break mm-hmm. and all that shit.
Yeah.
So my lead-in question for you, if you were to star in a horror movie, what would it be about?
Oh, no. Oh, phew! It's okay. Nobody heard it. If I were to star in a horror movie, which one would it be in?
No, like, what would it be about?
Oh, what would it be about?
Ooh.
Well, I've always wanted to do the... So I've always had a premise for a horror movie. Okay, if I were to make a horror movie, I would either want to do a Christmas horror movie, would be like the dream.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, we'll talk about at the end, but
there's
one coming out. That would be a dream of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one was I believe that I would probably be in more of like a psychological
yeah.
horror.
Would you be like the villain or would you be the protagonist?
I would want to be I would 100% want to be the girl who's, doesn't die. She makes it through the whole movie,
mm-hmm.
but she's constantly screaming and constantly in sheer terror.
Like,
like, I'd want to be a scream queen.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And you'll be the final girl.
Yes, and I'd be the final girl who
makes
it.
So you'd have to be a virgin.
Yes. I mean, Listen.
What's that movie? I think it's called Final Girl.
Really?
Yeah, where it's like they go back in time and, oh, it's the girl's mom is in this slasher movie and that's why she was famous. And some glitch in the Matrix happens and they end up in the horror movie.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, that sounds so fun. I forget what it's called.
We'll find it.
But it's one of those like stupid but amazing.
But you have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, the final girl has to be a virgin. And they're all like, who's it? Fuck.
I would love to do, like, I would love to be, like, a Neve Campbell situation.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And, like, be, like, the badass bitch who ends the stuff, too. But, like, also be, like, scared the whole movie.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so much fun. Like, okay. Can I be honest with you?
No.
Okay. I, like, growing up, so I feel like kids who, like you and I, who, like, just, like, loved movies and, like, did, like, drama and all that kind of stuff, like, I would always, like, act out scenes, like, either in my bedroom or, like, in my car or whatever.
I didn't do that.
Okay, well,
changed. Well, I got paid to do it on stage, yeah, bitch.
Well, I didn't. So, but, like, I would always, like, sometimes when I would be coming home at, like, late at night when I was, like, a teenager or whatever, I'd, like, act out the scene, like, someone was coming and I was, like, trying to get in the door but would drop my keys. And I'd, like, act it out and then you're I'd like, get in and I'd, like, jiggle the keys and then I'd, like, get in the house and slam the door and be like, who's there? Like, I would act out the whole thing.
Are you serious?
All the time. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would assume that I also did that.
Okay, it was mostly because I was trying to make myself feel better and hoping that you did it too, but
no,
is anybody out there who did that? I swear it's not just me. Like,
a lot of the time in my life, if I have headphones in, I'll picture myself in a music video.
Yes, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It is not the same thing.
It's the same. Or I'll, like, act out, like, a really serious breakup scene in my car.
Like, you're talking to your coffin, you're like, you know what, Starbucks? We've been through a lot, and I'm just, I've had enough.
I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I've given it 10 years.
10 years of my life. You've stained my teeth. You've stunted my growth. My stomach hurts.
Giving me acid reflux for the last time.
Fuck you, Starbucks. And you slap the cup out of this cup holder.
That's exactly what I do. And I do it regularly.
Like, still?
Like, like, still. Like, I really, truly feel as though, like, I should have been an actress, you know?
I could see it. I mean,
but
I ruined my body. I can't be an actress anymore.
Well, you could.
Just be an exclusive tattooed actress?
Yes.
Like in porn?
Yes. Or you could do horror.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Yes.
What would you do?
So I think I would be like...
You'd be the villain.
Yeah. I would like be Amy in Gone Girl. I would be like the missing woman in Gone Girl who like created a master plan and like had everything planned out.
Of course.
Then came back and was like, that's what I would do that.
Or like.
Because I would want to make Christopher look really bad.
Yes. Yes. I could.
That's like if my real life was a movie.
Yes. And I think you should take the time to act that out.
Do some role playing.
Please. I'm going to post a picture or something so that people can comment. I cannot be the only one who does, like, straight up monologues in my car and, like, when I'm home alone.
I do not do that. I don't do that.
I hate myself.
You're literally talking to yourself.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I get so into it, like, sometimes I tear up. Like, a lot of the times, like, I do, like, monologues from, like, Titanic. Like, Titanic is
one of my favorite. Oh, it'll be, like, stuff that you've memorized.
Yeah, stuff that Like, I like to do Steel Magnolias as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Or, what's it called?
I want to drink your juice t-shirt.
Yes, drink your juice, Shelby. I do that. And I do Terms of Endearment.
Oh, I haven't seen that in it. So long.
Terms of Endearment when she's, like, slamming on the counter that's, like... Get my daughter her meds! Like,
oh, yeah! At the nurse's station?
Yeah, I like to do that.
Nice.
You guys. You know, a little bit about me.
just a little...
Insight.
A little quirky.
Just a little. Is that what I'm saying? Quirky. I just like.
It's fine. I'm quirky.
I like just a little insight into mine. My mind. I hate myself.
You're a teacher of children.
Yeah, I am.
That's my favorite thing to say to you. I know. Because I'm like, you're shaping our future youth.
I know. I can't. I told the kid.
Yeah,
it was actually like a really wonderful teacher moment today. I was really nervous about it, and then it went really well. The long and the short of it is, I was sitting there eating my lunch, and my coworker runs in and is like, hey, I need some help. Who's cool with talking about periods?
Were you like,
eh. And I was like, sure. Yeah, I am. So I go in this sweet angel. Don't say your name. Fourth or fifth grader. I won't say her name. Fourth or fifth grader was like asking what a period was. And I just explained it to her. And like I said it in like a very like much nicer than what I'm saying now. But like I basically just told her like I was like there's an organ below your belly.
Yeah.
It's called the uterus. And I was like, do you know that's where babies grow? And mm-hmm. She's like, I think so. And I was like, so that's where babies grow. And I was like, so the inside of your uterus, I'm like, I don't even fucking know if I'm saying the right thing. Yeah. I'm like, so the inside of your uterus is full of stuff that helps a baby grow. And once a month, your body's like, I don't need this.
It sheds its skin
and spits it out.
She said, spits it out. She texted me this and I literally spat. I was like.
And I was like, and it sheds, and it's kind of like a dog sheds its fur. And she was just like, so why is it blood? And I was like, well, it kind of seems like blood, but what it really is the inside of your uterus, and your body doesn't eat it, so it gets rid of it. And when it needs it for the baby, then you won't get your period for those 9 months that you're pregnant because your baby needs that.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then it'll all come out after you give birth.
It's gross. My poor Christopher was not warned that there would be an afterbirth, and he got a full eyeful of it. And he was like, good God!
Oh, good Lord.
Kelsey Grammer!
Does it again.
Yeah. I don't know why, that just makes me so happy.
It's because it's the funniest thing that's ever been.
So serious.
Who says that when they fall too?
Oh good Lord.
Oh good Lord. And then you just hear ah, I'm all right. Anyway,
we'll post it again this week.
Yeah, it's so worth it. But anyway, this little girl, she seemed so frightened, and by the end of it, she was like, oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, if you ever need pads, I've got them in my desk drawer because I keep them for the kids who like don't bring them and stuff. And she was just like,
you should tell her to use a Diva cup.
I know. I was thinking, I'm like, we're not gonna go there yet. And she was like, yeah, those are those things you put so you don't get blood all over your underwear, right? And I was like, that's exactly right. That's why you need them.
Yes.
And then Joe, my coworker, the whole time was just like,
oh, he was sitting there?
He was sitting right there. He was just like, and then it was so funny. Halfway through this, he just stopped eating his lunch.
I don't know why dudes are so grossed out by periods. You want to be around vaginas the rest of the time.
But you don't want to be. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. And that's why the best line I ever heard was from Ali Wong, when she said the most romantic thing a guy said to her was when she said she was on her period and he was like, let's make a mess.
I fucking love her.
I know. She is what everybody needs at all times.
Oh, my God. I need to go home and watch that.
But that's so true, though. Yeah. Like, we're not going to get into it, but you know what?
Off the rail. All right. So.
So that was our leading question.
My movie, Gone Girl, I guess kind of ties into our topic today.
Yeah.
We decided that we're starting a series called Real Monsters! And we're doing a true crime episode once a month.
Yeah. Because we've gotten some feedback. People prefer the spooky, but also enjoy the true crime.
And we do like spooky true crime.
Mm-hmm.
We will only give you the grossest.
Yes. And hopefully, we'll do our best to give you ones that you
haven't heard before.
Not have heard much about before. I mean, I'm assuming some of the people that listen to this probably know.
I'm sure.
All of them, but.
So what we're doing today is
killer
couples. So we know about your Fred and Rosemary West. We know about Carla Homolka and what's his face?
You know. We don't know.
Paul Bernardo.
Paul Bernardo. I feel like we really enjoy true crime, but our wheelhouse is spooky.
Yeah.
So forgive us. I've got one that I tried to... Actually, did I start last week? Do you want to start?
No, I don't care.
Okay. So I've got one that I... It's definitely spooky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a spooky situation. And it is also queer, which I'm stoked about.
Girl on a girl.
Girl on a girl. Action. So Gwendolyn Graham and Kathy Wood, or Catherine Wood. And they were born in 1963 and 1962. They are American serial killers. And these are the ones you might have heard of because they've actually been mentioned in a lot of pop culture.
Ooh. I'd never heard of them.
Yeah. So they were convicted of killing 5 elderly women, all in Walker, Michigan.
Oh.
Which is right outside of Grand Rapids.
Dang.
It's like a Grand Rapids suburb, yeah. And this happened in the 80s.
As you will be able to tell by their photos.
Oh my God.
If you could put the 80s into 2 mugshots, this would be it.
It is.
It's bad.
It's more 80s than fucking Eileen Wuornos. It's more 80s. And she was late 80s, right?
It's more 80s than Dynasty.
Yeah. It's, oh my God, the hair is out of control. So they committed all of their crimes in one nursing home.
Oh, shit.
Where they both worked as nurses' aides.
Oh, it's those angels of death.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those.
Yes, it's scary.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And it's like, whoa, dude.
Whoa, dude.
Why? But also, like, I get it.
You are saying a lot of things that are alarming me this episode. I'm getting a lot of like
psychopathic.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm
here?
Kidding. I don't get it.
You know, I kind of get it.
I might.
No.
No, I wouldn't. No. I'm kidding.
It's playing God.
Yeah, I think that's what it
oh
is.
Oh my God! Wait. We have not talked about this, but how about your dad saying your mom has Munchausen's by proxy at Thanksgiving? And I looked at you and we were like, because we were talking about giving Harper like Benadryl on an airplane. And Ellie was like, well, mom used to give us Dimetapp when she needed to take a nap. And your dad was like, it's called Munchausen's by proxy. And we were like, holy shit.
My mom was like, what did she say? She was like,
she's like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Everybody does it. And we were like, no.
Maybe in the 90s. I don't know. okay. So the two women, they met at Alpine Manor Nursing Home. And they met right after Graham moved. So it's Gwen Graham, Kathy Wood.
Okay.
So they met right after Graham moved to Michigan from Texas. They quickly became friends and then...
There's that accent.
Lovers. In 1986. 2 years later, they were both facing murder charges.
Dun, dun, dun.
For allegedly smothering 5 elderly patients as part of a love bond.
Ew.
Ew, right?
Why?
I don't know. Because, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, let's find out.
Yeah. So, this is kind of fucked up. So, what they did would have probably never come to light had Kathy Wood not gone to the police.
Oh,
so,
she confessed?
Yeah. So, the long and the short of it is they had some, there was some suspicion.
Uh-huh.
And Wood had a plea deal. They offered her a plea deal, and so if she testified against Graham.
Oh, shit.
Wood's murder charges were reduced by a plea agreement, so she testified against Graham in Graham's trial for first-degree murder.
Uh-huh.
So Graham got first-degree murder, and Wood's this is what's shitty. Wood basically played herself as the victim and said, I was her pawn. And played herself as this victim.
Like, I was brainwashed.
Yeah, I was brainwashed. I wouldn't have done this. Shitty. But according to Wood's account, in January 1987, Graham entered the room of a woman who had Alzheimer's, and she smothered her with a washcloth, and Wood said she was just her lookout.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. The woman was obviously...
That's so sad, because a nursing home, like, people die all the time.
Right. And, like, why... Like, this is not
your choice.
This is not it. This is them, like, thinking that they can get away with murdering someone who's, you know... At risk.
Helpless.
Or helpless, yeah. Yeah,
that's so sad.
Or at the highest risk of, like, being hurt anyway, you know? So...
My mom works at one of them real fancy nursing homes. Mm. She's the activities coordinator, so she throws their parties.
The woman's death appeared to be natural, so they didn't do an autopsy.
Right, because she was old.
Yeah. Wood claimed that Graham murdered the patient to relieve her tension. So Wood was the lookout. She's the one who testified against Graham. And she was like, well, she did this as like an act of kindness. Each felt that the secret of the murder would prevent the other from leaving, thus cementing their bond.
Ew.
Twisted.
So it's like, I have this shit on you, you have this shit on me. I guess we're stuck together.
We're stuck together. And
ew, that's the weirdest bond. Ew.
That's like some shit that like 13-year-olds would think was like
that's
the
like
right.
That's like a pregnancy pact.
Yeah, exactly. The pregnancy pact.
Best Lifetime movie.
It was actually pretty legit.
I know. I also love the one where the guy is addicted to porn. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
My favorite are the Betty Broderick stories. Betty Broderick? She murdered her husband and his girlfriend.
Oh, the one who walked into the house with a gun?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's crazy. Yeah. It's amazing. Anyway.
She has a Lifetime movie?
Yes.
A
Woman Scorned.
Oh, my God. It's famous.
You guys, yes, it's so good. A Woman Scorned, the Betty Broderick story.
I've seen, like, real documentaries
about
her. Yeah,
this is good. It's good. So here's where it gets spooky. Over the next few months, Graham murdered 4 more Alpine Manor patients. This is what Wood is saying. Many of the victims whose ages ranged from 65 to 97 were incapacitated and
65?
Suffered.
65? That's like my parents.
Yeah, that's not old. It's scary. So she claims that they all suffered from Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Wood testified that the couple turned the selection of victims into a game. And here's the spooky part. They first chose their victims by their initials so that they could spell out the word murder. So M-U-R-D-E-R.
M-U-D-R-Q.
17. Murder. Yeah. And so basically they tried to find like Mary, Ursula.
That's a U.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a U.
I'm just so quick to shut you down. And you're like, yeah, no.
That's right. Rudy, Denitra, Edgar, Rosemary. That's right.
That's right.
But when that became difficult, they began counting each murder as a day in the phrase, I will love you forever and a day. So, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, a poem that Wood wrote to Graham and introduced in the trial concluded, you'll be mine forever and 5 days.
Because 5 bodies?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So Wood also testified that Graham took souvenirs from the victims, keeping them to relive the deaths. However, no such souvenirs have ever been discovered or recovered.
Interesting.
Wood also portrayed Graham as being sexually, physically, and emotionally dominant in their relationship. So she played the victim.
Yeah. But here. I mean, if you look at their pictures.
What?
Gwen looks pretty aggressive.
I mean, she doesn't.
She's got a really, really intense mullet.
I mean, it's a lot. And she also wears, like, solid aviators.
Yeah, like, scary aviators.
Yeah, it's not good. So the couple eventually broke. Ooh.
Here we go.
Yes. This isn't a movie, is it? I would so watch this. That's bad.
You would star in it.
I would.
Any producers out there? Make me a star.
I'll record a monologue and send it out.
For your reel? For your acting reel?
Okay. I might have one. Okay. So the couple eventually broke up when Graham...
The dominant one.
Yeah. I'm like trying to keep up with this. Yeah. My own fucking story. Graham began dating another female nurse who worked at... who also worked at Alpine Manor. Graham then moved to Texas with the woman and began to work in a hospital for infants.
Oh, no.
Yep. So here's where it gets...
It's sad, though, but I think people care a lot more when babies die.
Yes, I know. Well, it's all... I mean, it's kind of that thing of, like, in America, it's kind of like when people get old...
They just put them away.
Yeah, they put them away. It's very sad. It's very sad. So, the murder investigation began in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when did the murders happen? 85?
85 or 86? 87. So, like, a little less than 2 years later.
Okay.
Wood's ex-husband, the plot thickens. Wood was all, fuck you, you left me, I'm gonna tell my ex-husband what you did.
Uh-huh.
So then he went to the cops.
Well, yeah.
As one does.
As one does when they hear that their ex-wife's girlfriend is a murderer.
Exactly. Detectives for the Walker Police Department extensively questioned Wood in a series of interviews. She slowly, like, in each interview, like, leaked out different information and different versions of the murders. And she basically the whole time just portrayed Graham as this, like, mastermind crazy killer.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation, so they dug up, only two of the bodies weren't cremated. So they were able to dig up two of the victims. And the only shitty thing is they couldn't find any evidence of any sort of, like, murder because she was smothering them. Yeah. She wasn't using, like, chemicals or, you know, and it'd be easier to just, like.
She didn't strangle them.
She didn't strangle them. Mm-hmm. And don't you think it'd be easier to put, like, a bubble in their IV or something? Yeah. Isn't that, does that kill people?
I don't know.
But she smothered him, so they couldn't...
You know what? He just put a bubble in his eye.
So, yeah. So they couldn't prove that it was homicide, but they still charged her based on...
The testimony?
Based on Wood's interviews.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's very rare for, like, the he said, she said stuff to be allowed.
Yep. So warrants were issued for both of their arrests.
Good. Well, she was an accomplice.
Mm-hmm. So they were arrested and charged with only two murders.
Okay. Because those were the only two bodies they could exhume. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wood was apprehended in Walker and Graham was apprehended in Texas.
Yeah.
So during the trial, obviously Wood fucking plea bargained her way to a reduced sentence. She said Graham planned and carried out the killings. She just basically served as a lookout. She distracted, like, the higher ups, the supervisors at work. While Graham maintained her innocence and said that Wood was the one who did it. And was playing and was trying to play, like, mind games and, like, turned it into this game and was like, no, Wood was the one who did it all. I didn't have any part of it. I just loved her and, like, stayed with her.
Whoa.
Yeah. So despite the lack of physical evidence, the jury ultimately was swayed by the testimony of Graham's new girlfriend, who revealed that Graham had confessed to all five killings to her.
Fuck!
Yeah,
so she was like, damn it.
So, Graham, get your bitches in order. All of them fucked you over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she needs to really step it up. So, in 89, Graham was found guilty of all five counts of murder and one kind of conspiracy to commit murder. They gave her five life sentences.
Bitch,
get what you fucking deserve. She's housed in the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Pittsburgh Charter Township, Michigan, still.
Pittsburgh Charter Township, Michigan.
That was a Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Pittsburgh Charter Township, Michigan. Nailed it.
Crushed it.
So, and Wood was... Wood was charged with one count of second-degree murder and one count of conspiracy to commit second-degree murder. She was sentenced to 20 years on each count, but she has been eligible for parole since 2005. Wood is currently incarcerated in minimum security in a correctional federal correctional institute in Tallahassee, Florida, and she's expected to be released in 2021. Ugh. So not too far off.
Watch out, Michigan gays.
Yeah. So there was a book that was written about this, and the guy who wrote it was Lowell Caulfield, mm-hmm. and he said that friends, coworkers, and family members and other people that knew these two told an entirely different story than the one that, like, than the one that Wood and the girlfriend was kind of spinning. They were the ones that said Wood was actually coercive, seductive, and a pathological liar who delighted in wreaking havoc in the lives of others. Mm. Yeah. The book says it presents evidence that Wood planned the first murder after she found out Graham was with another woman.
Oh.
So this book that he wrote is providing evidence that actually Wood did all of this to plant it on Graham
to spite her.
Yeah.
But what about
these are just theories.
I was going to say, what about the other girlfriend?
Yeah, like, and so it said she involved Graham as an insurance policy to keep her from ever leaving her. So basically, she found out Graham was with another woman. This is a theory. Found out Graham was with another woman, plotted these murders, and then got Graham involved in them in order to keep her. It's a really twisted way of not wanting someone to break up with you.
That's called being a sociopath.
It's, yeah, or psychopath.
Yeah.
So obviously when Graham left her anyway, Wood was willing to put herself in legal jeopardy to exact her revenge. The book portrays Wood as a psychopathic criminal mastermind who manipulated the prosecutor and the jury to punish Graham. Psychological testing also revealed that Graham could be easily manipulated because she suffers from borderline personality disorder, and she lacked the sophistication to plan these killings, let alone do it herself.
People with BPD are very smart.
Well, this is saying that she lacked the sophistication to plan these murders. I would guess...
Like the smarts? The street smarts?
The street smarts to plan them and keep it a secret.
Yeah.
That's my guess, but... it says, so the book also reveals that Wood later told inmates two versions of the events. The first, that she made up the whole story, what this book was saying. And the second, that she had done all the killing but framed Graham also for revenge. So people are saying she said that she plotted all of this.
What?
But Graham was the one who got fucked.
Yeah, no kidding.
And with a lack of evidence, mind you.
Yeah, That's very upsetting.
It's very upsetting. So several families of the people who were murdered.
The victims.
Wow. Wow. I love true crime.
This is why we're not a true crime.
I love
the people that were killed.
What are they? Victims, that's right. several of the families, yada, yada, they sued, obviously, Alpine Manor for hiring dangerous and unbalanced employees. They've obviously since gone out of business, but
good.
But the building now houses a nursing home called Sanctuary of St. Mary, so it's still there, which just you bet your sweet ass that's haunted.
Uh-huh. Should go pay it a visit. Oh, I feel like all nursing homes are haunted,
though. Oh, shit. This is an edit. 2018. October 2018. Wood was granted early release.
She's out.
She's on probation for the next 24 months.
Woo!
Yeah. So anyway, the novel, if you're interested in it, is called the true crime novel. Forever and 5 Days. Ooh, based on their little poem.
Yeah, but wait. A true crime novel?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. Because novels are fiction.
Well, this says it's a nonfiction novel. Okay, thank you, Wikipedia. They were also in a bunch of, snapped killer couples, serial killers, whatever. And then they were very, very loosely featured in the 6th season of American Horror Story, Roanoke.
Oh.
With the nurses that, remember, Murder R for Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very loosely based on them. But in their, in...
Roanoke, the season that only you and I liked.
We're the only two people that liked it. Literally. And then, but in that one, they were nurse sisters or whatever, but that is Gwen Graham and Kathy Wood.
Woo! and we will post a photo of them in all their 80s glory. Okay, so my killer couple are Ray and Faye Copeland.
Oh, no. Like, is that
Faye,
a woman?
Faye Ray. Yeah, that's a woman.
Oh.
Look at him. Faye Ray. I had a roommate named Faye Ray.
Faye and Ray.
And Faye Ray is...
Ray Ray?
The actress is... Or the character's name in King Kong, the original.
Oh, really?
Faye Ray. Hmm. Then something went wrong when Faye Ray and King Kong, they were caught in a cellular jam. We're drinking sparkling apple juice. Martinelli's makes a bottle of sparkling apple juice because neither of us are drinking. I'm peeing.
I hate you. I just like to do one little bit of ASMR per episode.
Well, that was our apple juice, whatever. Okay, so in 1990, Faye and Ray Copeland gained infamy as the oldest couple in America sentenced to death.
Oh, fuck.
Ray was 76 and Faye was 69 when they were convicted of... You're a child. When they were convicted of mass murder.
Whoa.
The elderly couple murdered 5 drifters, execution style, who had each been hired by Ray to use fake checks to buy cattle for the Copelands.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yes.
Execution style, it's where you shoot, like, point blank?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, usually people are on their knees with their hands behind their back.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
And then you shoot them. Yeah.
Jesus!
Yeah. Ray, who was a known fraud, would turn around and sell the cattle for much more than he bought them for.
Oh, 1990. Okay. I didn't know. I was like, that sounds like it happened a long-ass time ago.
No.
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 Wow.
Well, 1990 is when they were sentenced.
Oh, okay.
And then he would kill the drifter that he'd hired. They were finally caught when another drifter told police he'd seen the remains of human bodies on their land. They were finally caught when another drifter told police he'd seen human remains on their land. While Ray had a long history of crime, Faye's lawyers argued that she was trapped by Ray's battering, another where they turn on each other.
You guys,
I feel like that's what always happens.
Yeah. People are quick to turn on their
Well, if you're facing the death sentence.
Right.
So Faye's lawyers argued that she was trapped... and that she psychologically could not leave him. So when the police finally closed in, Faye swore she had no idea her husband was a murderer.
Okay.
Okay, so if you lie, then you're fucked.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean...
If you tell the truth, they won't sentence you to death.
I know.
If you plead guilty...
And that didn't even seem like she was trying to cover for him.
Well...
Did it?
We'll get into
some
details.
We'll get there. Okay.
However, an investigation... turned up a written list of drifters.
Oh, shit.
And those of who had been killed had an X marked next to their names.
What? Don't write anything down!
I know, right? You old people.
God, you fucking idiots.
Even though in the last one we were like, oh, poor old people.
I know.
Shit. We're terrible.
That's fine.
Sorry, guys.
We're doing well.
I don't know
this episode.
why you're listening to us.
We're doing sorry. Well. It's fine.
We're both snorters. Jeez. Okay, so, and in one final horrible twist, Faye was found to have made a quilt from all of the dead men's clothing.
No. I thought you were going to tell you, like, skin outfit. I'm like,
lampshades.
Lampshades.
No, but that's fucked
who
up.
Who is that, Albert Fish? No.
No, Fish is the one who ate the girl.
No, who's the one who made skin lamps?
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Yeah.
That's right.
Poor little Ed Gein.
Little Ed Gein.
Faye's death sentence was commuted to life, and she lived until 2003. Ray died in 1993. So I don't know if he was put to death or if he died naturally in prison as they were old.
Right.
So Ray was born in 1914. That was very...
So he was...
He was old.
Yeah.
So Copeland met Faye not long after he was released from jail the first time.
For what?
In 1940 for stealing livestock and check forgery.
Okay.
So he's a con man.
Yeah, okay.
And he just escalated.
That's...
Yeah.
They do.
They had a brief courtship, then married, and began having children one after another.
How many kids did he pop out?
I don't know.
16. Where were they in all this?
I don't know.
They got the fuck out, probably.
With several additional mouths to feed, Copeland quickly returned to stealing from livestock ranchers. Why would you steal, like, the biggest, hardest to move objects, like, of all time?
I'm gonna steal
a whole bunch of cows.
Seems logical.
No, not. He wasn't very good at it. He was constantly getting arrested and did several more stints in jail.
Good.
His scam was not very slick. He would buy cattle at auctions, write fraudulent checks, sell the cattle to try and leave town before the auctioneers were informed that the checks were bad.
Oh, shit. I mean...
If he failed to leave town in time, he would promise to make the checks good but never followed through. In time, he was banned from buying and selling livestock.
I was gonna say, Finally, they're like, listen.
They're like, enough.
Let's put his picture everywhere. Let's post it to the cows.
Do not follow. Cows. He needed a scam that would allow him to operate despite the ban. One that he could profit from. Mm-hmm. And one that the police could not trace back to him. It took him 40 years to think one up.
Holy shit.
Man. Ray is not the brightest crayon in the box.
He didn't give up, though. He's got... Perseverance. Yes.
Your brother tried to use that in, like, the completely wrong way. He's like, I don't want to perseverate about it. I'm like, say that word again.
Perseverance and perseverate are two separate words.
I know, but that they he mean probably the mixed same them thing. Up.
No, they don't.
They don't?
Okay, so to perseverate on something means to, like, hold on to it too long. If you're perseverating on something, you're thinking about it over and over again.
But why is it's literally persevere is in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat or prolong an action.
Yeah. So like if you you're perseverating on something, you're just thinking
like
about it over
it.
You're obsessing over it.
Oh, so I was wrong.
Yeah, and then to persevere means to push through, like have grit,
yeah.
You know, all that stuff. Yeah. But persevere,
I know.
Has an R right here.
Yeah.
Fuck the English language.
Well, we just won't tell him that. Because I made him feel real stupid.
And that's what wives do.
Hey! So Copeland began hiring vagrants and drifters to work on his farm. You could just find them in the 80s. They were just...
Yeah, hitchhikers.
All around.
Yeah.
He set up checking accounts for them. Then sent them to buy the livestock with the bad checks from their accounts. Copeland then sold the livestock, and the drifters would be fired and sent on their way.
Okay.
This kept the police off his back for a while, but in time he was caught and returned to jail.
How many times are they going to let the same guy in and out?
I mean, the sentence for... scamming is a lot less than murder.
That's true.
So when he got out, he went back to the same scam, but this time he made sure the hired help would never be caught or even heard from again.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. So yeah. Ray attempted to plead insanity.
Bullshit.
But eventually gave up and tried to work out a plea agreement with prosecutors. The authorities were not willing to go along, and the first-degree murder charges remained intact.
Mm-hmm. How many? Five?
Five.
Okay. Same with mine.
Wait. Yeah, it was five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they found five victims.
Okay. Got it.
But there could have very well been more. So, during Faye Copeland's trial, her attorney tried to prove that Faye was another one of Ray's victims and that she suffered from battered woman syndrome, which is like the bed burning syndrome.
Right.
There was little doubt that Faye had indeed been a battered wife, but that would not... This was not enough for the jury to excuse her cold, murderous actions. the jury found.
So she knew.
She knew.
And she was probably just like, get
she
that money.
She made a quilt from
gotta
her
make
clothes.
That money. Gotta make that money. Okay, sorry. She made a clothes quilt.
She made a quilt from their fucking clothes.
That's crazy.
So they were both sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Which, speaking of, I'll let you finish, but remind me of something about lethal injection.
Okay. About how fucked up it is and how it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, there's been like a bunch of stuff coming out where I just read a really long article about how there's like batches of it that have been going out from certain pharmacies mm-hmm. that are like excruciatingly painful yeah. and feel like fire in your skin.
Yeah.
But it's not all of it. It's only some of it. And I think that's fucked up.
I think it's fucked up that they start doing mass executions when the drug's about to go bad. When it's about to expire, they just start going through
well,
people.
Well, probably Texas.
That's what's... No, in Arkansas, where the West Memphis 3, mm-hmm. where Damien Echols was...
That's right.
In West Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been one of them.
Right. That's right. Oh, God. That's... I will pass...
Oh, God.
OG it's listeners.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Did you say OG?
OG. All things in 30 seconds.
God damn it. Okay, so Ray died on death row. Faye, her sentence was commuted to life in prison because she's just an old lady.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably felt bad. In 2002, Faye was compassionately released from prison because she was about to die.
Compassionate release is wild.
Compassionate. They literally just drop him off somewhere.
I fucking
she
can't.
She was 83 and she died in a nursing home in December of 2003.
Okay. Well, so she only lasted a year on her compassionate release.
I mean, what
she's,
can you really
dude,
do?
Fuck her for doing that.
You know what makes me the saddest, like, compassionate relief release story is from Orange is the New Black.
Yes, I was just thinking about that.
Do you remember how sad that was?
Yes.
Oh, I cried so
hard.
Oh,
I know. I never watched the newest season of that.
Me either. I just kind of fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. What have you been watching?
So, I had a bad day the other day. I don't know. Those of you who follow me on Instagram and see my stories, you will have heard my rainy day plan is I go to the movies by myself. I just like to go by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And especially horror movies. So I went and saw The Possession of Hannah Grace.
But it looked so stupid good. I don't,
it
like,
is,
it looked so bad, but I wanted to see it.
It was so bad, but it was so good. It was, like, one of those
classic
stories. Yeah. And it was great. Like, the girl had been possessed, and there was a lot of the clickety body movements.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the... And she was scurrying around the
yeah.
place, you know?
Yeah.
Shay Mitchell, I just hated it because she was like a recovering addict.
Of course.
And so she was running in the morning and she was boxing and it was just so cliche.
Oh my God.
And going to meetings. And then everyone was alone. No one had a partner. Like, a cop would show up alone. And
okay.
then he would get killed. And sorry, spoilers. And then
everyone dies.
A nurse would show up alone. And she would get killed. And she worked the grave shift, or graveyard shift, in the morgue, alone. Which,
so,
none of this would ever happen.
So the girl who was possessed was...
She was brought
into the morgue. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it was just... I laughed several times.
Oh my God.
There were just so many plot holes. But it was fun. Like,
yeah.
It was a fun, scary movie. So, but I wouldn't, I had a gift card, so don't waste your money.
Okay.
what else did I watch? Oh, something that's super exciting, Homecoming, which is on Amazon, was a podcast.
Yes.
Was
mm-hmm.
a podcast. And
yep.
And Julia Roberts is in it, and it is fucking awesome. It's like, The Horror of Dolores Roach, where it is more like a radio drama
mm-hmm.
instead of like a podcast, which is awesome. And they really capture they. It's almost like word for word. The series is. I haven't finished it yet. I have like two more episodes to go, but the episodes are only like 20 minutes. It's really cool.
I want to watch it.
And another one is Dirty John. Which
yeah.
was also a podcast.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. which has our girl, Connie Britton. Our goddess.
What a babe.
Yeah. And then other than that, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 2 came out yesterday. I haven't finished it yet. My friend was like, have you finished it yet? Because usually I will finish it in a day. But I was very busy today, so I didn't.
I really want to watch that.
It's so good. It's such a feel-good show. It's the same creator as Gilmore Girls.
Who was just talking? Lisa was just talking about Gilmore Girls the other day. I'm like, I know. I need to watch it. One of these days. Right now, I'm still just...
You're in Game of Thrones
mode. I'm just Game of Thrones mode.
But don't you ever need to break it up? Like, that would be the perfect show. Yeah, I break it up
with Chopped and The Great British Bake Off.
Say Chopped again.
Chopped. What?
That's bad. Chopped. Chapped.
Chapped. I'm sorry.
I'm from Chicago. I'm
from Chicago. Chapped. I know, it's bad. But it's bad. The older I get, the worse it gets. Chopped.
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 Okay.
Chopped. I am looking forward to, it's almost as if my dream movie has been created. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yes.
I'm like really, really rooting for this one. But there's a movie coming out called Anna and the Apocalypse.
Yes.
And it is, not only is it a zombie movie, which is my shit. Not only is it a Christmas zombie movie, which, yes, but it's a fucking musical.
It's a musical?
It's a musical.
I had no idea.
It's a musical, and I couldn't be more stoked.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
We're going to have to see them theaters.
Yeah, it's not anywhere near us. It's, like, coming out slowly, like, here and there. Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be played a lot of places. It's from the UK.
It'll probably be at the Music Box.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It looks so good and so kitschy and so funny and just, like, so over the top, like Shaun of the Dead style.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be really good. So that was wonderful. That's it. We never discussed the season finale of American Horror Story.
Which, meh.
The
whole season.
The whole season. Meh. It had some really, like, it had some, I don't know where, it was like a Donald Trump moment.
Are you?
God. I do that all the time. Like, where was I going
with
this?
It's like you're having a tick right now. I'm just losing.
I'm running on no sleep for like 4 days.
I feel that.
Yeah. It had some moments. It had some really cool moments. Like, I really enjoyed part of it. Like, sometimes I just found myself being like, yeah. And then other times I was like, this is.
You know what I hated was the whole Silicon Valley thing. Like, those guys with the haircuts.
Oh, it was so annoying. It
didn't make any sense.
No, it was over the top.
I need to rewatch it, but I did not like it.
Yeah.
I love the witches.
Yeah, obviously.
But they needed more. Of the story. It was so weird.
I just wanted more Myrtle.
Ryan Murphy. Yes, I love her. Ryan Murphy either packs way too much into something.
Yeah.
And then doesn't finish the story. Mm-hmm. Or way too little.
Yeah. And then there's like a scramble at the end of the season.
To like wrap things up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this season was shorter. It was only 10 episodes.
Yeah. I feel like this might. And this is just how I feel about American Horror Story in general. Other than like. Murder House and Asylum. Uh-huh. Other than those two seasons, and maybe a little bit of Coven, I feel like a lot of them, it's almost better to watch them to binge.
Yeah, all at once, and
a second time.
Totally.
Because it's like,
They're not linear.
Roanoke was cool, but it was better to binge. Same with Apocalypse. This, I'm sure, is going to be better. And Cult.
Yeah. What was I... going
to hotel say. Too I feel
oh our girl Jessica Lange was great.
Yes. Oh, I mean, she looked amazing.
And I loved Angela Bassett coming back.
Angela Bassett's the shit
as Marie Laveau. I love all that voodoo shit.
I've never liked Emma Roberts, and I enjoyed her in this season.
Oh my God, I loved her in Coven.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her.
I think you don't like her because she's with what's his face
and she can't ever like fuck you. Evan Peters is mine. That's Although, not Evan Peters. Specifically.
Tate.
Tate.
which is very upsetting.
Or Jimmy. I would take Jimmy in asylum. Jimmy
in a heartbeat.
Yes. Ugh. Yeah. 100%.
I love a greaser.
Yeah. Wait, was it Jimmy Darling? Jimmy Darling was... I think Jimmy Darling was...
Oh, that was Circus. Freak Show.
Freak Show.
What was his name in Asylum? Kit Walker.
Kit.
Duh. We knew that.
Yeah, we knew that. Remember when I sent you like 72 gifts of Kit Walker?
And we were just sending Evan Peters gifts back and forth. But him with that bowl cut...
It was
bad.
You know, I gotta be honest. I'm gonna say an unpopular opinion. The older he gets, the less I'm into it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's not even, you know what? I don't even think it's the older he gets. It's the characters.
It's
the characters.
Like, I hated his character in Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were so many hot dudes he could have played.
I know.
And he played that old rich man.
Right. And I didn't love, like, Rory.
Which one is Rory?
Roanoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean. So. Yeah.
But I think that's really...
And him in Cult was just...
I mean, I would have done it. You know?
I'd hit it.
Yeah. No. So, yeah. I don't know. Ooh, that's a yawn for me.
It was a big yawn.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
I have not heard that reference in so long. Randy Jackson from American Idol. Oh, my God.
You know where that's I got amazing. That from? I've been saying it so much. Because remember when CBS didn't close on that snow day?
Oh, yeah.
And CBS... And CBS posted on, last week, 2 weeks ago or whatever, every single school in Illinois closed except for CPS, Chicago Public Schools, and they posted on their Twitter, and then only in Chicago would people just post GIFs and memes and just like, fuck you to CPS.
You fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like, and then my favorite one was, that's going to be a no from me, dog. And I was like, I was like, it's been so long since I've heard that reference, and it's so good.
It's so good. I give you 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, so next week, I think I'm going to do a little horror book roundup.
Okay, yeah, and I won't be participating in that, not because I can't, but because I don't read.
Yep, which is fine.
Yeah.
I made it of Jenna.
Okay.
Jen reads a lot of horror
she's
books.
She's a reader.
I have just... Audible hack.
Yeah.
I posted it on my Instagram. By the way, if you don't follow our personal Instagrams, please do.
Yeah.
Mine is Grace's Gold, all one word. Ellie's is Give Them Helly, but no I-E.
Yeah. It's hell with an E on the end. So E-L-L-E. Give Them Hell with an E.
And then... So, if you download an Audible book, you can listen to the whole thing and just return it and get another one for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So, I just got like...
Fuck it up.
Six new books. I'm starting The Outsider, which is Stephen King's newest book.
I'm going to read one. I'm going to do one with you. Yes. So, you pick one.
I want you to read Jack Sparks, which I already took back from you.
Yeah, but I want to do one with you.
Oh, like read with me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, or listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Get the Outsider by Stephen King.
Okay. Oh, that's the one I'll do.
I've already listened to all of these. I actually read these ones. But I've been listening to a lot of like thrillers.
Yeah.
Like the Wife Between Us. Or like And Then She Was Gone.
A Woman Scorned.
Yep. Yeah. Which I also need to go watch.
Yes.
All right, so follow our personal Instagrams, follow us at Ghoul Gang Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at GhoulGangPod666. It is official. Our website is gone.
Sorry.
And send us your ghost stories because we are absolutely doing a listener episode soon.
Yep.
So send them, please.
Or, like, even y'all, who gives a shit if it's a ghost story? Just something spooky, something weird that happened to you. Like, it doesn't have to be like, I saw a ghost. It could just be like, my toothpaste cap fell on the floor. And then make it good, you know?
But make it sexy. So, yeah. And send those to ghoulgangpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's all for me. Creep it real.
And
bye.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. until a plea bargain.
Until our attorneys make us turn on each other. And then there will be like 9 people involved. Bye! I hope you know that we listen to the songs as we're recording them and we talk through them. So you should stick around and listen more often. Bye! If this is your first time, go back and listen to the old ones because they're pretty funny.
They're pretty good.
Last week we didn't even get 2 seconds into the song. And I was just like, God damn it!
I forgot.
Stopped recording. All right, bye!
Bye!